Imogen tucks a piece of her pink hair behind her ear, her rebellion relic peeking above the sleeve of her flight leathers as she turns to give us space. My stomach drops, and my mind races, grasping for anything but the obvious, devastating truth as they all slowly follow Imogen back toward the lake. There's a rebellion relic winding up a third year's forearm as he passes in front of me. Garrick's here. He's a section leader, but he's here, not with any of the flame section squads. So are Bodhi and Imogen. That brunette rider with the nose ring is Soleil, I think. And that's definitely a relic on her forearm. The second ear from claw section? He has one too. And Liam. Liam is at my side. Tarn.
Silver one.
Tarn's giant head swings in my direction. They all carry rebellion relics. Everyone in this squad besides me is the child of a separatist. In the chaos of the flight field, Zayden constructed an all-marked squad, and they're all fucking traitors. And I fell for it. I fell for him.
Yes, they are.
My chest threatens to cave in as it truly hits me. This is so much worse than just Zayden betraying me, betraying our entire kingdom. There's only one explanation as to why my own dragons have been so damned docile in the presence of the enemy.
You and Indarna lied to me too.
You knew what he was doing.
We both chose you.
But you knew. I look past where Liam dares to stare at me with sorrow to Tarn, whose lethal focus lies straight ahead, like he hasn't quite decided if he's going to burn Zayden alive or not.
Dragons are bound by bonds. There's only one other bond more sacred than that of a dragon and its rider.
A dragon and its mate. Everyone knew but me. Even my own dragons. Oh, gods. Is Dane right? Has everything Zayden's done been a ploy to earn my trust? The sweet glow of happiness, of love, trust, and affection that burned so brightly in my chest just a few minutes ago sputters painfully, gasping for oxygen like a campfire put out by a bucket of water once it outlives its usefulness. All I can do is watch as the embers drown and die. Zayden watches me with increasing apprehension the closer he comes, like I'm some kind of cornered animal about to fight her way out with teeth and claws. How was I ever foolish enough to trust him? How did I ever fall for him? My lungs ache and my heart screams. This can't be happening. I can't be this naive. But I guess I am, because here we are. His entire body is a fucking warning, especially the dark relic that's so glaringly visible on his neck right now. His father may have been the great betrayer, may have cost my brother his life, but Zayden's treachery cuts just as deep. Were we ever really friends, Liam?
We are friends, Violet, but I owe him everything.
When I glance up, he's watching me with so much misery that I almost feel sorry for him. Almost.
We all do. And once you give him a chance to explain...
There it is. Anger rushes to my aid, overpowering the hurt.
You watched me train with him.
I shove at Liam's chest, and he stumbles backward through the grass.
You stood by and watched me fall for him.
Oh, shit.
Violence, let me explain.
Zayden has always known my true nature. And honestly, the shadow should have clued me into his. He's a master of secrets. Unspent power ripples in my very bones as I turn my back on Liam to face Zayden.
If you even think about touching me, I swear I'll fucking kill you.
My power flares with my rage, and lightning cracks across the sky, jumping from cloud to cloud.
I think she means it.
I know she does.
Zayden's jaw ticks as our gazes collide and hold.
Everybody go back to the shore. Now!
He watches me with apprehension as he draws closer.
I know what you're thinking.
You have no idea what I'm thinking.
Fucking traitor.
You're thinking I've betrayed our kingdom.
Logical guess. Good for you. You're working with griffin riders?
I leave my arms loose at my sides, just in case I need my hands free to wield. Though I know I'm no match for him. Not yet.
God, you are such a cliché, Zayden. You're a villain hiding in plain fucking sight.
Actually, they're called flyers, and I might be the villain to some, but not you.
I'm sorry, are we seriously arguing the semantics of your treason?
Dragons have riders, and griffins have flyers.
Which you know, because you're in league with them.
I retreat a few steps,
so I don't act on the overwhelming urge to punch him in the face.
You're working with our enemy.
Did you ever once stop to think that sometimes you can start out on the right side of a war and end up on the wrong one?
In this particular case? No. I point toward the shore.
I was trained as a scribe, remember? All we've done is defend our borders for 600 years. They're the ones who won't accept peace as a solution. What shipments have you been giving them?
Weapons.
That they use to kill dragon riders?
No. These weapons are only to fight Venon.
Venon are the stuff of fables, like the book my father...
I blink. The letter. What had he written? Folklore is passed from one generation to the next to teach us about our past. Was he trying to say... No. That's impossible.
They're real.
You're saying people who can somehow tap into the source of magic without a dragon or griffin to channel, corrupting their power beyond all salvation, actually exist. They're not just part of the creation fable.
Yes. They drained all the magic out of the barrens and then spread like an infestation.
Well, at least that's in keeping with folklore. What was the fable again? One brother bonded to griffin, one to dragon, and when the third grew jealous, he drew directly from the source, losing his soul and waging war on the other two.
Yes. This was not how I wanted to tell you.
Assuming you were ever going to tell me.
I glance to where Taren watches, his head low, as though he might have to incinerate Zayden at any moment.